welcome to Monday on the Think Big Show. It's a brand new week where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, and I'm joined here with my co-founder, my pilot, mission accomplishment strategist, JT DeBolt. JT, welcome to Monday.
Great to be with you, my love, and to all of our friends out there, I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor, and here we are, first day of the first week of the last month of the year. Man, it's hard to believe. We are already into December. The calendar is just clicking by. Those pages are flying right off. And we're getting ready. Listen, we're staring down the business end of a new year. So it's time to start getting ourselves out there and making a bigger impact. I talked a little bit about that on Friday, but I want to pick up that story and talk about stories. Because the simple reality is that facts tell and stories sell. I remember kind of thinking through this, and when I first began understanding what it meant to really market and really get inside people's heads, because at first that's what I was like, I want to get inside their head. Being a military guy, I was always thinking strategically, right? Mm-hmm. The idea is, how do you get in their hearts? Because buying happens at the heart level, and it's rationalized with logic. It's rationalized with facts. Stories help people understand things. And that was a big shift for me. And the minute you can realize that, like, buying, the actual act of pulling a credit card out or writing a check or whipping out the cash, even when you walk out of the grocery store and you see the person, this time of year, you see the people out there ringing the bell, right? That decision is at the heart level. You don't sit there and think, okay, well, I wonder how much percentage of what I'm about to give them, this dollar bill or this quarter, is going to go. Like, you don't think like that. You just think, I'm helping somebody, and it feels good to do that. Or perhaps you feel out of obligation. Whatever it is you're feeling is coming from the heart level. It's not really logic-based. And you might think to yourself, well, okay, but JT, you're talking about giving a few, you know, you're giving spare change to somebody. What about the big things? Where you're making a buying decision. You're investing in a business. That's logic-based. You're off base here. Guess what? I'm not off base. I will defend this one to the hilt. Because on some level, we're telling ourselves a story. We're telling ourselves, hey, this is a story of possibility. Hopefully, the person on the other end has been kind of giving us a story to warm us up. And you might think to yourself, but JT, isn't that manipulation? Am I being manipulated by the car salesman when they tell me, imagine driving your family in this luxury car, or imagine, you know, your family being scrambled all over the street because they don't have the proper safety equipment like this car has? The simple reality is it breaks down the barriers that are holding us back from doing what we know we got to do. Those stories are telling us that it's okay to be open to that possibility. That story is opening and softening us up so that we can actually see the big picture, not just this narrow little pinhole. It's like looking through a straw when we're thinking and we're making decisions based on logic alone. Without stories, we become commodities. We just become I'm going to shift here. We're talking about ourselves as entrepreneurs, right? Marketers. You're just another commodity. Listen, you could stand there and tell me everything that I need to know about your product. This thing will help you lose weight like this. It's got this organic thing and it's got that non-GMO that. But I could look that up online. I don't need you to tell me that. There's a thing called Google. Oh no, but I can tell it better. Okay, cool. So tell me better. Tell me better than some other distributor in your company. Tell me better than some other salesman that sells the same exact car. Because they're all commodities. Until you can get inside my heart. Anyone can show up and occupy space. Anyone can sell a product and even sell it like their own individual thing, right? Their own, like my book. Nobody's ever written Flight Plan to Success. I could sell that. Anybody could sell that because it's just a product, even if it's your own intellectual property. It is your story that helps people relate to you. It's your story that helps people relate to your product. It's your story that actually gets them interested. And so this is why it's so important for us to be comfortable telling our story. And I know you've got, you know, some your thoughts on this, especially you, if I may be so bold. At first you thought, I don't really have much of a story to tell, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? And what a story you have to tell.
Yeah, JT. So our stories are all personal. Like everybody's story, even though you and I share part of our story, our stories are completely different. And I think what's interesting about selling is that, or selling through stories, mm-hmm. or telling your story, is that you're really relating to people on the heart level because they already have a story. They have a story that's unknown to you. And when you tell your story, you're allowing them to find those points of connection, find those things that they can really connect with you and relate to you on a heart level.
Mm-hmm. I've told our story on stage before. I've said, I met my wife while I was flying in the Navy, and everybody's assuming that I went to a bar and we met there, you know, the traditional, singing, you never close your, and that never happened, right?
Right.
We met at 25,000 feet over the target over Afghanistan for all intents and purposes. I mean, we met before that and we go back and forth as to exactly when we met, and that's fine. But where we really solidified our relationship and where we became teammates and then became great friends and then so on and so forth happened that first few weeks flying combat missions.
That's right.
And when I tell a story, they think it's so cool, especially it seems to be women seem to love that story. Oh, my gosh, it's so romantic. You guys met. And they also think it's amazing to hear about an empowered woman that was in a place of, a position of power, which yeah. you were. Mm-hmm. And so when I tell that story of how we served in the military together and how you've been my navigator both over the targets of Afghanistan and the sky, the turbulent skies of combat and war, you've also been my navigator in life. And I couldn't think of a better person to spend my entire life with and build businesses with. And you tell that story and people are like, oh my God, it means so much more. Because if I go, yeah, I got this wife, she's really cool, thanks, and she supports me. They're like, that's awesome that your wife supports you. But there's almost zero depth to that story, right?
Or if you'd like just share the facts, like, oh, my wife is 5'3", and she's Asian, and she's a Korean.
Yeah.
We met in Florida, and, like all these facts, like that doesn't do anything for anybody.
It doesn't stir anybody up. And even that, what you just did right there, I don't even think people realize the depth of your own story, how you were adopted when you were, like a little child. And you came to the United States. I mean, the story behind just your personal journey and how, I mean, it's almost a miracle that you're here and that we know each other and that, we know each other. We met each other and then, built a life together. It's almost a miracle. And so here's the thing. People feel that they don't have a story. They think, it's no big deal. You even had that going for a while. You're like, who cares? I was adopted. But then you hear the story. You're like, you were adopted. You were raised by a family who loved you and they wanted the best for you, but you weren't raised in a military family at all. In fact, the probably opposite.
Yeah.
And then you went on to become a really amazing military leader, extremely accomplished, like overachieving accomplished, and then got out here and now you're an overachiever in business. And so you tell these kinds of stories and people go, okay, the key to this and the reason for telling great stories is it matters. People, they pick up on things. Do they have to relate to being adopted? No. Do they have to relate to being in the military? No. Do they have to relate to having parents that were trying to push them in one direction, but you in a different? Not necessarily, but on some level, everybody has a piece of your story that they go, oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and it's on different levels that they connect. So maybe it's the unsaid story. So, being lost and being found by somebody who loves them and being accepted by somebody who may look completely different than you and may have different, live in a different part of the country or state or world and being embraced by them. And then, going and finding yourself through, an organization that you completely didn't dream of when you're a child, found your soulmate through, through different channels. Mm-hmm. Like if I had been a pilot, I don't know that we would have met.
Isn't that interesting? Even though we were in the same pipeline, we probably wouldn't have met.
That's right. So all these like circumstances had to come together in order for us to meet. And so, those parts of those stories, like the unsaid things, are things that people connect to too. It's the feeling of being lost and being found and then, going through, a journey and then finding your soulmate and maybe the soulmate not being exactly who you're envisioning with your life, but actually was even better.
You know, here's the part that I hope people get, because we could talk about our story all day, but it's the importance that each and every person listening feels. So as you're listening to us talk about this, I want you to understand that you have a story that's worth telling. People get behind that stuff. It's almost like people get behind a cause. They don't get behind a sales pitch. You could have the best sales pitch in the world. You could be so dialed in and know exactly what your product and service do. People, they don't care about that, because they don't have to be bent. You don't have to be bent on world domination in order to make a difference or in order to get somebody to get behind you. But there's got to be something behind it more than just the facts. People get behind. Listen, this is what I'm passionate about. This is the purpose that I'm on. This is what this thing represents. This is what it has made, what it's done for me, what it can do for you, that sort of thing. But not from a place of standard facts. I lost all this weight. It transformed my life, and this is where I came from. You know, this transformed the way I see the world, and this is where I came from. I talk about leadership. I talk about discipline. Those are two of the most important things that have saved my life. Saved my life. Literally saved my life in combat, but absolutely saved me from a life of, I don't even want to think, I shudder to believe or to think of what my life could have been without both of those, without the discipline, without, you know, the sense of mission accomplishment, without the things that I preach on a daily basis, leadership, certainly. And so people get behind that stuff. And the question that you have to answer for yourself is, what is it you're about? What are you about? So how do you find your story? Well, you've heard me talk about your values. What are your values? What is it you stand for? What is it you stand up against? What is it you would go toe-to-toe for? You know what I mean? People, we talked about the power of anger or the power of negative emotions or dark emotions. Well, guess what? There's a part, I promise you, if push came to shove, if something in your life or a person in your life was threatened, you would stand toe-to-toe against that threat. You have to kind of think in terms of that. When it comes to your values, what is it you're willing to stand for? What is your purpose in life? The difference that you want to make in the world? That's the question. What's the difference you want to make in the world? And sometimes that just means I'm going to show up every single day and give 100% of what I got. Now, that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to scramble the stars. It doesn't mean you're going to put a dent in the universe necessarily. But what it does mean is it will make a difference. I can promise you that. Just like we talked about on Friday about setting the example and setting the tone and all those things, this is how you do it. What's your enemy? That's a great question. We talked about Darren Hardy. Darren Hardy used to say his enemy was the big media. Well, guess what? It's okay to have an enemy, all right? Your enemy could be anything. The question is, what are you fighting for and what are you fighting against? What would you defend your values, your vision against? Personally, one of my enemies is mediocrity and laziness and weakness. And we all struggle with these things on a daily basis. But to look at them and accept them as being part of life is the slow, slippery slope. So that's just that slide, that downslide into accepting things as they are. It's good enough, right? Right. So that to me is the enemy that I'm talking about. The question is, who are you? What's your background? What have you been through? What's your experience? What are the things that you've done? What are the things you've overcome? We both have people in our lives. There's one person in particular that loves to live in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And loves to think about how bad things have been, but refuses to take credit for what she has survived, what she has made it through. Instead, she looks back on shame or regret and thinks, it just kind of comes from this place of victimhood. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Nobody follows a victim. Nobody buys from a victim. They want to buy from a winner and a victor. And the difference between a victim and a victor is somebody that's gone through a really tough time and is stronger, more capable, more competent, more confident, more willing, more vulnerable as a direct result of it, but not ashamed of who they are. Even if they think, I could have done better, I could have made a better decision, that's fine. The difference is that they survive through it. So the question is, who are you? Not the BS billboard bullshit that you put out there. That's, oh, everything's happy, everything's hunky-dory, look at this beautiful meal. Oh, I'm on vacation. I'm talking about, who are you at your core? What's your history? What have you overcome? Not just, you know, the things that you've, you know, I had a bad day, my boss is a jerk. I'm talking about the stuff you have overcome. And yes, your background, your education, your experience, all those things, they all sort of have paved the path of your life education, what you've learned along the way. These are the things that help you find your story. So important to remember that. Influence, in my mind, is all about more than just the accolades and accomplishments. I get it. You know, we've seen people that have accomplished things and they've had accolades, and it's very, very easy to go, well, a person's influential. But isn't it interesting that we've seen people with a lot of accolades, a lot of accomplishments, and they don't, they lack the influence?
Yeah, and they lead with their accomplishments.
Exactly. And how powerful is it? It's kind of a short-term thing. It's a little bit like dynamite. Boom, there's a big pop, and then after that, there's not much. Yep. As opposed to a hurricane that is sustained, a lot of power that continues and moves on. So the difference is if you just kind of go, hey, man, I've accomplished a few things, or I haven't, or I have a lot of accolades, or I don't, and you assume that that's the end of it, you haven't begun to tell your story. You haven't begun to see the impact of your story. It's about being relatable and not just likable. It's about being understood. It's about a person feeling like they can connect with you. And that's what's most important to them. Remember, we're trying to meet people where they're at. And when we show up and we deliver our story, that's the best way for us to get into their heart. Because if we try to show up with accolades, they may not have those accolades. They may not have those accomplishments. They may not have the PhD, the MBA. They may not be the 6, 7, 8-figure earner. And if that's all we lead with, it's very hard to relate to that. That's why it's important to get down to who we truly are. Very few people will trust you if you haven't had some road of destruction that you've gone through.
Yeah, a hero's journey.
Yeah, right? Think of a time that you've gone through, a tough time that you would never trade. What would be an example of that? Just one picture of time, window of time.
Okay, so it would have to be back when we had to declare bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. And we lost like a lot of material things. And not just that, but more importantly, we lost lost the self-confidence, lost a self-worth, really like we're stripped down to the bare bones of who we were. Mm-hmm. And I would never trade that for anything, because having that feeling of like struggle and knowing that we can push past that and live another day and be resourceful to find ways to accomplish the things that we want to without all the money, without all the help from other people. That was priceless. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is strength that I still draw on today.
And it's awesome that you are strong enough and confident enough and generous enough, courageous enough to share that story with people. And it makes an impact. It changes people. It allows them, let's say this, it allows them to change themselves. It allows them to feel shifted, to get that shift and go, wow. And it's not some boo-hoo story, by the way. This isn't some kind of woe is me thing. This is a very real, visceral, raw thing that happened to both of us. And so in sharing that kind of a story, people go, wow. I had a client for a long time. He lost millions of dollars in the stock or in the real estate market. And forever, the thing was, he never had declared bankruptcy. He was never almost on the street, didn't lose anything. He just lost millions of dollars, which sucks. You know, basically he got an inheritance from a very wealthy family. You know, his father was very wealthy, and he lost it all through basically foolish business dealings. But it wasn't anything stupid. You know, he wasn't out partying on it. He made bad business decisions in the real estate market. And most people got bit with that anyway. And this dude would not let it go. And he's like, well, I can't ever tell that story. And I said, why not? He goes, well, no, nobody would trust anybody who was foolish with their money. And I said, guess what? And I told him our story. And he's like, holy crap. And he'd been a client for almost a year at that point. And when I told him that story, he had no idea. And so I kind of felt in that moment, hey, maybe I'm doing people a disservice by not sharing that story. I just never, it had not occurred to me at that point. And in that moment, he realized it's okay. It's okay there's a safe spot. He felt like, okay, I can do this. Remember this, very few people are going to trust you if you hide behind pre-formulated autoresponders and templated websites and facts and figures. They want to know what the human being behind it is all about. What's beating inside your rib cage? Is there a heart? Are you human? That's what they want to know. And the only way to show that is through your story. So remember, what are your values? What is your purpose? What's your enemy? What's the thing you're fighting against? What's your history? What's your background? Who are you as a person? Get clear on those questions and start telling that story, because the world needs fewer information bites. We don't need more ones and zeros. We need more meaning. We need more value coming from the place of the heart. And that can only be told through telling a true, authentic story that comes straight from you and isn't prefabricated, and something that actually means something. And that meaning comes from you telling your story of who you truly are authentically, from the core, from the heart. So get out there and tell your story. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of what you've overcome. And if you haven't got the big results yet, if you haven't got all the stuff and the accolades, don't worry about it, because that's not the stuff people are really excited about. They might be attracted to it, but what'll keep them coming back and what'll keep them engaged is the story of who you are and what you stand for and what you're about.
Awesome stuff, JT. This call is a wrap. Go and share your greatness with the world now, my friends, because now is all you have. Also, get our free 10-day bootcamp at thethinkbignetwork.com, where you can learn how to get leads to your business through online marketing.
And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.